Trash is piling up across the Bay Area, Los Angeles, Washington, and Massachusetts as sanitation workers walk off the job in solidarity with Boston Teamsters. Local officials have created drop zones for trash as neighborhood bins overfill, including Bay Area dumpster sites in Fremont, Newark, and Union City. Residents can expect trash to pile up until the strike is resolved, the Teamsters say. Roughly 450 Boston Republic service workers have been on strike since July 1st. The wave of solidarity work stoppages has since spread to 2,000 workers on strike or honoring picket lines across the country. Teamsters General President Sean O'Brien said, quote, Republic Services has been threatening a war with American workers for years, and now they've got one, unquote. Teamsters spokesperson Matthew McQuaid says the strike is the fault of Republic Services and that workers are asking for fair demands.
You know, Republic Services forced us out on strike. This is their fault. You know, what in Boston and in Stockton and at all the places where our members are currently striking is pretty straightforward. We want work rules that are more fair. We want a wage that keeps pace with, you know, cost of living and the industry average, and we want a healthcare plan that is affordable and accessible.
Republic Services called the strike, quote, misguided, unquote, and said the union is pushing a false narrative against the company. It says it has organized limited trash collection in California for some essential locations like hospitals, with substitute workers being flown in from out of state. Victor Mineros, director of the Teamsters Solid Waste and Recycling Division, said, quote, to the millions of Americans seeing their trash pile up because of Republic's strike, remember one thing, this corporation has hauled in $77 billion. Republic can easily afford a fair and competitive contract that meets the needs of everyday hardworking Americans, unquote. He added, quote, this corporation has instead chosen to screw over working people and their families, and it will suffer the consequences, unquote. McQuaid says the strike could end tomorrow if Republic agrees to the Teamsters' demands.
The CEO makes over 100 times the annual salary of the average trash hauler at the company. For most of these companies, it doesn't go to a strike. In some cases, we don't even have to take a strike vote. So, in most cases, actually. So, I think that really shows that, you know, Republic Services is the problem here. And the problem is corporate greed.
McQuaid says despite the inconvenience caused by Republic, communities across California have generally been supportive of the strike and demand that Republic settle for a contract.
You know, we really have been touched by the outpouring of community support and all the people who have come to, you know, visit our members on the picket line, bring them food, bring them water, honk their horn when they drive past. You know, it really is great to see that, you know, like so many people throughout California have our back.
The Teamsters met Republic for negotiations again Monday in Stockton and will meet Tuesday in Boston. Reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA News, I'm David Hummel.